With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, the number to get on the bench. Our favorite guy in Boston is the one and only Jim McBride of the Globe. Jimmy.
How are you, Scotty?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
So it's good to have you back on the show, as always. Let me start by saying I refuse to talk about Brown with you, okay? We'll just leave that guy. He's not on the team. I don't want to hear about his, you know, he wants his money. I don't want to hear about he wants to come back and play for the Patriots. I can't take it anymore. So we'll just leave that guy in the gutter where he belongs.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
so.
Thank God. What a pain in my ass that guy is for the last 6 months of my life. Honestly, it's like it's the worst hangover I've ever had, that guy. So anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
It's been the longest 11 days on the beat, I have to tell you.
I'll bet. What a painful person he became in life. I just think he ruined his own career. And I'm glad, because he did this to himself. Nobody else did it to him. He acts like everybody did it to him. He did it to himself. How funny is it that the guy that made him, take a look in the mirror, is Mike Tyson calling him out? Like, there's something wrong with him. Or was that McGregor that he was calling out? I'm sure he's calling out both of them. They're both idiots. Anyway, talk to me about what do you think of the Giants have no one to play the Patriots on Thursday night? Are you kidding me? Like, their best players, Shepard, Ingram, Barkley, are all out of the game. I mean, they literally, do they even have a chance? Should they cancel the game?
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of last year's Patriots Thursday night game when they played the Colts. And the Colts didn't have enough healthy bodies to have 46 guys on the game day roster. So it's very similar to that. It's almost like a JV team. But, you know, the Colts ended up giving the Patriots a game in that showdown last year. So I don't know, I can't predict that the Giants will be in this game. It doesn't seem like that. But, you know, it's crazy how many stars they're down. I'm sure the league didn't expect this game to be the way it was when they scheduled it. I'm sure they were thinking Eli's last season, you know, Thursday night, Giants, Patriots. But it could get really ugly really quick up here.
All right, let's talk about your problems. Dorsett, a hammy, Burkhead, a foot, Chung, a heel, and cocaine, Edelman, ribs, and Josh Gordon, a knee. You guys got your own problems up there.
Yeah, this is the defense is as great as they've been this year. The offense has had their problems with just trying to stay healthy. Lost center David Andrews first beginning of the year. IR, lost left tackle Isaiah Wynn, and then, you know, all the skill players have been banged up. So it's, you know, and you're still dealing without Gronkowski, who's going to be in the house tomorrow night, but on TV instead of in uniform. So, you know, it's been a challenge for this offense this year. They've been able to get it done, but, they're trying to get healthy. They really are. And, you know, having this quick turnaround doesn't help. Like you said, Gordon and Edelman are both battling, you know, injuries. They both played on Sunday. I expect them both to play tomorrow night. But, you know, they're really going to use that mini bye to their advantage, I think, and kind of heal up a little.
Did you think that Gronkowski would get a national TV gig, or did you think he'd, like, do local stuff with the Patriots TV or radio?
I thought he was going to continue to be a pitch man for different products. I didn't see analysis or broadcasting in his future at all, but, you know, people talked about what a savant he was when it came to football. So maybe this will be a natural fit for him. But it should be interesting. I got a kick out of the press release yesterday. Certainly didn't sound like those were Rob's quotes that were, in the press release. But I'll be interested to hear him talk tomorrow night.
So Jim McBride with us, Boston Globe. At 5-0, is this the best Patriots team you've seen that's been 5-0?
Yeah, certainly on the defensive side of the ball. This, you know, people have knocked them a little because of the strength of schedule they've played. You know, the Dolphins, they played the Steelers, you know, they played the Jets, they played the Redskins. So there hasn't been a ton of competition other than the Bills. but this defense is for real. They have so many veterans, so many guys that have played together for so long. You know, you talk about Hightower, Chung, McCourty, Stephon Gilmore, and then you bring Collins back this year, and he's probably, you know, he might be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. He's just been, he's played like a guy with his hair on fire since he came back, you know, in the spring. So it's definitely the best defense I've seen probably since the 04 team. You know, maybe not offensively just yet because they really haven't hit their stride. But, you know, you saw signs of life from Sony last week when the offensive line played better in the second half. So, you know, probably, you know, one of the best 5-0 teams I've seen, sure.
Is Gordon's problem been the knee that he's not, because people say he hasn't been producing?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, been a little bothered by the knee. I think the fact that, you know, he's probably been double-teamed at times because they haven't really had that third receiver threat, especially on Sunday when Dorsett went down. So, you know, I think he's been a little slow and a little gimpy because of the knee, but, you know, we'll see. You know, Tom really built a lot of trust with him last year, and they're continuing to build. He's playing a lot of different positions. He was kind of on the perimeter the whole time last year and just kind of ran those slants and the go routes. He's been playing a little more on the inside, a little on the outside. So, you know, we'll see how bad that knee is when he only has 3 days of rest. So I'm interested to see how he plays tomorrow night, especially on what they're expecting to be a wet turf up here tomorrow, kind of a nor'easter coming in.
Oh, Jesus. Just what we need. Oh, I heard about that. We're supposed to have like 50-mile-an-hour winds here tomorrow or something like that out on Long Island. I hope you get it.
It's not good for this game. Windswept rain and kind of chilly. So it might be a night where Sony Michel and James White get the most of the play.
So Carver High, I say that to Jim McBride. You just said it's sinful to me.
Well, Belichick, he loves the Giants, like deep down in his heart. He really does. It's where he started.
It's a secret lover.
The whole deal. As bad as it's going to be for the Giants tomorrow night, Bill ain't going to run it up on them. He knows the situation they're in. It's going to get to like 17, 20 points around the spread, and Bill's going to lay down. Bad weather, he's going to want to get out of there. If it was the Jets, he'd hang 100 on him. But for the Giants, you know this, Jim.
Bill did talk this week about, he was asked about his connection with the Giants, and, you know, he talked in very reverential terms about the Giants and how much respect he has for that, for the family and for the organization as a whole. So, yeah, you know, I think he does have a soft spot for the Giants, but, you know, it should be interesting.
Yeah, he got a soft spot for the Giants, all right. Those two lumps in his rear end in the Super Bowl that he lost to him, you know, those are the two, those you know, they're like hemorrhoids, those two Super Bowls. That's what he thinks of the Giants. I think his version of loving the Giants is when Lawrence Taylor was working for him and not the other way around. The Giants have been a pain in their ass forever. I mean, and even in preseason games, they've been able to give the Patriots fits. Like the Dolphins in South Florida have been able to give them some problems down there.
Yeah, those have been two of the, you know, obviously bugaboos during Bill's career up here. But, you know, they got the win down in South Florida this year. So I think maybe he's going for the doubleheader with a win over the Giants tomorrow night. But, you know, he definitely loves that franchise. And you mentioned Lawrence Taylor. When people bring up the Giants to him and those players that he coached, you can just tell how much respect and how much love he had for those guys. Someone tried to compare a linebacker last year to Lawrence Taylor, and Bill was really taken aback by it. He said, hey, listen, that's Lawrence Taylor. I'm not comparing him to anyone. So he still loves those teams.
So seven of my teammates on my basketball team, we flew down to South Florida today just for fun, and we had a scrimmage against 11 Dolphins, and we beat them by 40. My basketball team. Yeah, we played flag football against the Dolphins and beat them by 40. My buddies, they're all, you know, old men with no hair and knee braces on, and we still beat the Dolphins. Like, listen to you telling me the Patriots. Well, the Patriots finally took care of business down in South Florida this year. Who hasn't taken care of business down in South Florida? That is the worst football team I think I've ever seen in the NFL in their history. I said on the air that Belichick is the only genius in the league multiple times on this show. Last night I said it again. I refuse to listen to this crap about McVay's a genius and he's smarter than all of us. Look what happened to McVay against Belichick in the Super Bowl. There's only one truly great coach in the NFL. Only one, and it's up in Foxborough. That's him.
No argument here. He's the platinum standard by any measurement.
So do you think that this team lose Brown, Gordon hasn't done it, Edelman's banged up, ribs, They got all these issues with injuries, guys that are out, this, that, and yet they're still kicking everyone's ass. Do you see this thing being, you know, Teflon the rest of the way, and just they're going to go back again to the Super Bowl? Are you on them, all the way?
I'm definitely think they're the favorites to reach the Super Bowl out of the AFC. They've got a tough stretch after these next two games. They've got the Giants, and then they get the Jets. Then they run into a stretch where they've got Cleveland, they got Philadelphia on the road, the Cowboys come here, they got the Texans on the road, they got the Ravens on the road. So that's really the meat of their schedule right there. And, you know, they finish up with the Dolphins and the Bills, so that should give them a little, breathing room. But I think after these next two games, you know, the New York double hit with the Giants and then the Jets, you're really going to find out a lot about this team because they're really going to be tested during that stretch.
So Carver High says that second Bills game will be even better than the first.
Yeah, you know, that Bills defense is for real. I think when you're talking best defenses in the league, I think right now it's the Patriots, the Bears, and the Bills. So if Josh Allen can, not fail so many balls and stay within himself, that could be a really good game, but that's also going to be in Foxborough, so that'll be a tough test for a young kid.
All right, I don't have anything to say about your baseball team because they're not in the playoffs. I think your hockey team's good again. I think your basketball team's going to have a long season, so enjoy the game tomorrow night with the Patriots and Giants in the Nor'easter that's going to slam Boston upside the head. Always a pleasure, Mr. McBride.
Always a pleasure to be on your show, Scotty. Thank you.
All right, Jim McBride of the Boston Globe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.